Did the school have CCTV? Like, cameras in the hallways to keep an eye on you guys?
Yeah. Yes, so.
Show me where the school offices are. I was trying to figure out who could have done this. The syndicate briefing was concise. It had to be. There was so much to do in so little time. But the project code name never suggested anything like this could happen.
What was the code name?
Purity Control.
Oh.
This kid was leading me through the aftermath of what had to be some serious shit. But I had a job to do. And where else do you send a fixer? So, what am I looking at on this screen? Here's this morning in the main hallway.
Yes.
That little girl looking lost.
That's her. This is when it started.
Hey, freak, watch where you're going.
Oh my gosh,
she's got a gun.
I watched on the tape as a security guard came to stop the killing. The girl shot him too. Then they torched the school. When the police and firefighters showed up, they turned the guns on them.
They?
I thought all the test subjects were dead. But I was wrong.
What test?
They couldn't help themselves.
There were dead children scattered along the hallway floor. Blood everywhere. No one else around. The kid led me to a door. A maintenance closet. I could see movement through the slatted vents. I could hear a child sobbing. I opened it. It was the girl we'd seen on the surveillance video. The shooter. It's okay. It's okay.
Couldn't help it.
Give me the gun. She leveled the weapon at me.
It was like something crawled under my skin, and I just couldn't.
You shot her.
No, it was the boy I found at the curb. He'd taken one of the cops' guns.
I couldn't help it either.
And now his gun was leveled at me.
Give me the gun.
It's holding me. It's telling me.
Give me the gun.
I never meant to.
He put the gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger. I found body bags in the emergency vehicles. By the time I had gathered up the corpses of the test subjects, the black helicopters had arrived, along with a syndicate crew in hazmat suits.
Clean it up. Then lock this place down and erase what happened here from existence. Wipe it all off the face of the earth.
Let me get this straight. The syndicate isolated the black oil, the alien virus we now know as Purity, which makes its victims super aggressive, and they tested it on school kids?
Cleaning up that school would have been just a regular day's work for me. I had taken the sample required of me. I was doing my job. But I was sick of what I'd seen.
What was your job? What was the point of this test, which these kids had no idea they were being made to undertake beyond infecting a handful and letting them loose on a school?
That's what I needed to know. That's why I took the sample straight to Washington, to the cancer man's office. He was debriefing some men in black about putting the fix in on the presidential race. But I'd have gone straight in even if he was talking to the president himself.
The vice president is pure milquetoast, but the less we have to do to overcome him, the better. I said I wasn't to be disturbed.
Too bad. Here's one of the samples. I suspect you'll find the results you're looking for to be as expected.
Gentlemen, we'll need the room. I'm surprised to see you in Washington. Surely this could have waited for our next syndicate convocation in New York.
The bodies have been disposed of. The school used to stage the experiment has been raised. A cover story that will convince those who can be convinced has been set into motion, and alternative measures will be employed to contend with those who cannot be.
Hence the control aspect of our work. Let me see that sample. A few milliliters of liquid. It looks so innocent.
What control do we have? Of the 16 students exposed to the formula, all exhibited moderate to extreme levels of aggression. Those who comprised the control group were entirely overrun.
Yes, we feared that might happen.
On my way back from Mississippi, I had the samples analyzed, and I found some very interesting results.
Really?
Oh, Ronald. Have you been lurking in the doorway long?
Long enough. You go on, Mr. X.
Given the sample analysis and the totality of the destruction in that school, it is my opinion that purity is beyond any control whatsoever.
Your opinion noted. But we still have to develop a solution to our charged predicament. We need a vaccine.
And that's the problem. You can't make one that works. You're only half as clever as you believe you are. All of you.
That was what happened at that school? A purity vaccine test that went wrong?
I decided to tell someone outside the syndicate. Needed to. I took a cab to the Washington Post building. Had a vial of the stuff in my pocket. Stood outside, about to go in, when there was a tap on my shoulder.
Can we talk?
It was the man listening from the doorway. The one cancer man called Ronald. You knew him as Deep Throat. What do you want?
You know, after John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln, he managed to evade capture for almost 2 weeks before the Union soldiers caught up with him. All this on a broken leg, no less.
You need to go. Now.
Please take your hand out of your coat. You won't need that.
Just go.
You're confused and unsure of all of this. Who to trust. What to do. You know this isn't a game we're playing. But I also know you're a man of standards and perception.
I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about you. I don't like being dicked around. And you know nothing about me.
And yet here we stand in front of the offices of the newspaper that an anonymous informant named Deep Throat used to help bring down a president.
Yeah, and I got something I think they'd like to hear about.
Before you do that, let's go back to Booth. He plotted Lincoln's assassination for over a year, and he succeeded. But in the end, the army's determination won out. He was caught and shot, and his co-conspirators were hanged.
Make your point.
Things will not end well for anybody if you take what you've got to the Washington Post.
What alternative is there?
There's a young man I've been hearing a lot about over at Quantico. He just enrolled at the FBI Academy, and the Bureau expects big things out of him. His father's Bill Mulder.
And I should talk to him.
Play the game, my friend. Work the system.
I'll give it some thought. But this isn't over.
It's never over.
That was Deep Throat.
That's what we became. To you.
And should I expect him to return from the dead as well?
That's not up to me.
Which comes back to my question. Who are you? How did you return from the dead?
That you will need to find out, Agent Mulder. That and what we've all become.
We?
I'm not the only person from your past to have recently returned.
Spender.
Still smoking those Morleys. I can't help you much more than this. You need to find out what we've all become, but beware.
Oh, great. Are you gonna dissolve on me now?
They will kill you for the truth, Agent Mulder.
Who will?
Even if they have to martyr you.
You're some kind of, what, alien hybrid?
And risk turning your work into a crusade.
Well, that's just peachy.
FBI Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 7:25 p.m.
So there I was, standing over what was left of the person on the other end of this morning's call.
The late Mr. X, like the late CGB Spender.
Well, he's dead again, now. Melted into a pool of green slime in a trench coat on the pavement.
An alien?
Or something.
Well, that ties in with a sample I've been analyzing.
It is the purity virus?
Yes, but molecularly bonded to a genetic base, like it was designed and tailored for a specific carrier.
What kind of carrier, Scully?
Who is it tailored for?
No one living. No one wanted by the government. There's nothing in the FBI database.
Nothing we know about, you mean? Something's going on involving a bunch of people we know for a fact are dead.
Clones?
Who could do that? Who would have access to the genetic material?
And if this sample is part of the process, these would be very unstable, both in molecular and behavioral terms.
This business could be linked to that cyber attack on the Bureau records.
Which is digging up a lot of people from our past.
What we don't know is which of our current cases are linked to them, and which aren't.
Or who is behind this.
Whoever it is, you gotta give them full marks for trying.
I'm wondering how many more dead people are out there.
You think someone's trying to resurrect the syndicate?
That's the nightmare I'm trying not to think about.
It could be worse.
How?
Whoever has the skill to pull off an operation of such technological magnitude is going to be a greater threat to the world than even the elders were.
Scully?
Yes?
I think I need a drink.
FBI Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 11:45 a.m.
12K. 12K. And now we're expected to put in a day at the office?
Mulder, we signed up for this. Reinstatement training during office hours. And it would only have been 10K if you hadn't talked back to the instructor.
He started it.
I warned you before.
The route is out there? I still feel sweaty. I need another shower.
You're fine. And your email inbox is flashing.
Boring. Boring. Boring spam. How can they spam us behind a firewall?
That's your in-service pension.
Okay, not spam. Just boring. Ah.
What have you got?
I asked records to trace back any sightings or reference to our previous informants.
Because Spender and Mr. X returned from the dead, according to you.
You doubt me now? I met and talked with the cigarette-smoking man. We sat in Ron's diner and had a conversation based on things only he could know, him being my biological father, my dad being the best friend he betrayed, their secret missions for the State Department in the 50s and 60s.
The birth of the Syndicate.
That was the betrayal on a planetary scale. But the Syndicate was destroyed. Their New York headquarters is empty.
Look, you're right to try and establish whether there have been any independent sightings of these resurrected people. Or, at least, your word against everyone else's.
They were real, all right. But both of them seemed unwell. No, more than that. Physically, they were on the edge, easily stressed.
Okay. Let's assume your Mr. X was an alien hybrid, a clone of some kind. And it was trying to tell you something, still acting as if it were him.
A clone with X's memories.
When we were investigating the new Flukeman sightings at Martha's Vineyard, you talked about how biological systems, cross-trading, can transfer via genetics. Let's say someone is cloning these former members of the Syndicate. Would it be for the information carried in their memories? If that was the case, they might also retain elements of their former character and habits, like smoking cigarettes.
Or trying to inform on their paymasters and getting punished for doing so?
Yes. You said Mr. X just dropped dead right in front of you.
He dissolved into green goo, but that doesn't feel like the most scientific way to describe it.
What if he was terminated at that point? What if he was giving away too much?
We have to put all these pieces together. Something is going on involving clones, alien hybrids, black oil,
the purity virus,
and possibly the disappearance of Agents Doggett and Reyes.
So who or what is behind all of this? X-Files. Copy that. We'll be there.
Another 12K run?
We need to go home and pack our passports, Mulder. There's a situation in Saudi Arabia.
I really want to follow this other stuff up.
Well, who knows? It may all be connected. And if there's one thing we've learned over the years, it's that Cancer Man isn't going away. That's one thing you can be sure of.
It's not where he's going, Scully. It's how the heck he's still here.
The X-Files, Cold Cases, starring David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. Episode 4, More Musings of a Cigarette-Smoking Man. Forty-sixth Street, New York City, 10:22 a.m.
Strange to be walking these corridors again. To be walking at all. To find the archive room just as I last saw it. Nothing has been touched, has it? What does my fragmented memory recall? The initials on these file boxes? F-E? W-M-M? X? C-S-A-K? Who were they again? I think I remember a well-manicured man. An X? And an Alex Krychek, yes. Yes. But this is why I am here. To remember. Ah, this one is mine. A cigarette-smoking man. This desk, yes. Just as it was. Those are butts in the ashtray that I smoked years ago. Perhaps in my box. Ah, an unopened pack. Well then. So, my whole history in this box. Will I recognize it? Time to get to work. Subject designate, CGB Spender. CGB Spender. Yes, that's me, Spender. Or was. Known aliases, Raoul Bloodworth. Bloodworth? Do I remember that? Cigarette-smoking man. Cancer man. Crude. What's this? Operation Barracuda? Operation Zapata? Ah, yes. Those names I remember. I was on the beachhead. Cuba. The Bay of Pigs.
Bahía de Cochinos. Bay of Pigs. Cuba. April 16, 1961.
I covertly helped coordinate the Cuban National Invasion Force as they came ashore. At first, the U.S.-backed invasion looked like it was going well. 1,400 men landed on the beach and quickly overwhelmed the local militia stationed there. But the Cuban reserves quickly mobilized.
Radio operator, to me.
Mr. Spender?
I need to speak to command.
On the line now, sir.
Overcoat, this is Spender.
Spender, this is Overcoat.
Operation has landed, but resistance is far greater than estimated. Overcoat. Do you copy, Overcoat?
Get down! It's too hot down here, sir. We need to move.
Not without our air support.
Overcoat, this is Spender. Request immediate reinforcements if we are to proceed toward Havana. Damn it! This top has gone to shit, sir. We need to fall back to the extreme. Shit!
Overcoat in the blind. This is Spender. Can't fall in back.
The message of Cuba. Layoffs. Of the rising din of communist voices in Asia and Latin America.
Special Ops Hangar. Homestead Air Force Base, Florida. April 20th, 1961.
The Soft Societies are about to be swept away with the debris of history. Only the strong...
Spender!
Bill, you're a sight for sore eyes.
And you're a sight. Gonna shower that beach out of your hair?
Holding good time.
Watching the president wriggle off the hook?
Just needed a smoke, then caught this on TV.
This country, or this administration, no other challenge is more deserving of our air force. every effort and energy.
They say men aren't born great. It's what they do in response to disappointment and failure that makes them so.
And what do you know about it, Mulder?
I know my wife's pregnant, and I'm still making grunt pay for sticking needles in you guys. I need this week's blood sample so the CO can climb down off my ass. Roll up your sleeve.
Taking blood samples beats getting shot at, believe me.
You know, we ought to go work for the government, you and me. Bring home the big bucks. Here goes.
Easy.
Keep still.
We do work for the government.
Yeah, well, there's the government, and then there's the government, right?
There's the government, and then there's the government. Take a Chance, written by Raoul Bloodworth, brackets, nom de plume, close brackets. The manuscript for a novel? Was this me? Or did I dream it? That they do in response to great disappointment and failure that makes them so.
On Base Housing, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, 1970.
That they do in response to great disappointment and failure that makes them so... No!
You're still up.
Hmm?
The way you keep typing at that thing, it sounds like it could be a long night.
Oh, sorry, Cassandra. I had no idea of the time.
It's okay. We couldn't sleep either.
Everything okay? Is he moving around in there?
And then some. I think he's excited to meet his daddy from how much he's kicking.
Jeffrey.
You like that name?
Yes.
Do you want to feel?
I ought to get some sleep. They're sending me out again tomorrow. Who's to say when I'll be back?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Just going to gather up my men.
Some men came by today. They were looking for you.
What sort of men?
They said it was time to draw some blood.
What happened to my manuscript? Did you touch something?
You never pay attention to me anymore.
Cassandra, put the knife down. You'll hurt yourself. The baby.
You don't care if we live or die.
I don't understand what's happening.
You never pay attention anymore. You're never here. And I don't know if you're away working or spending time with Tina Mulder again.
That was over years ago. Give me the knife.
No!
What the hell is the matter with you? Don't you know that everything I do is for you, for our child?
I don't know you. I don't know anything.
Irrelevant. Ah, but here's something. That's me with Bill Mulder. Photo says the year is 1970. And we're arguing. Who took this shot? Looks like surveillance. What are we arguing about? Everything. In latter days. In the early days, we worked together. Ah, here. Subject, CGB Spender, assumed. United States Army, United States State Department. Operation Paperclip.
Victor Klemper's laboratory, secret location, August 1952.
Last one. Yeah. Razor wires cut. Alarms are cut. Let's get going. Hold her. Bolt cutter. Here. Shh. Here goes nothing.
On the fritz.
This way.
Easy
does it. Body's here.
A couple of clever scientists. Throats ripped out. Just remember, worry about what's living in here. There's nothing we can do for the dead. Keep that nozzle facing front.
Hope this oversized Zippo works when the time comes.
How big is this place?
I'm guessing the whole of this floor is the research facility. Are these things water tanks?
Holy shit! Are you seeing this? Splicing human and extraterrestrial DNA. They've gotten much further with this research than anyone thought possible.
Unless you spend a war practicing on innocent victims in the caves.
Fan out.
Nazi bastard Klemper. One hell of a mess for us to...
They're all alive in these tanks.
So how many are loose? I heard it. To your left. Sentient, do you think?
Don't think about it, Mulder. We need to be unflinching.
Can't hear anything. It's waiting. Watching us.
I think it's...
Flamethrower!
The whole place is going up! Let's move!
Those the things what we've been giving all the blood samples for?
No. Roll up your sleeve.
Here? What are you doing?
You know the rules. A catalog is only helpful if it's current. And you want to be sure you didn't pick up any nasty contaminants in there. Hold still.
Ouch.
If we're going to keep the country's most dire secrets, we also have to make sure that there's a backup available. Yep. Got it.
Can we leave now?
Sure. My wife thinks we spend too much time together as it is.
Tina Mulder. Yes. I do remember her.
Quonicatog, Rhode Island. Summer, 1965.
I keep telling Bill he'll break his neck getting dragged along behind that boat.
Oh, he's good at it. He's having fun.
Spender, listen. We need to talk, you and I. I've been thinking about things. About a lot of things lately. And I just don't think I can...
A cigarette?
Thanks. It hasn't been easy, you know, putting on a brave face, keeping up this facade while my husband...
If I let your husband win this round, do you think he'll accept it gracefully?
It's over.
What?
It's over, Spender. I'm putting a stop to it.
Tina, come on. I was only joking.
I can't do this anymore.
Tina, but... Who's there? Who's back there now? Don't be shy. Come out of the bushes.
It's me, Fox.
Well, aren't you a spooky little fella?
What's spooky?
Don't worry about it.
Why would I worry?
That's a good question. Till you discover everything around us is really a construct.
What?
Don't sweat it, kid. One day, the truth will set you free.
I want to go now.
Go. Go see your mama. Yep. Everyone runs from me, kid. Eventually. Even you. Even though I'm your real father.
I'm good.
Got stuff to do.
Bill Mulder. Raised my firstborn son as his own. I returned the favor. I brought him into the syndicate.
Stop the war! Get us out of Vietnam! Stop the war! Get us out of Vietnam!
State Department Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 1972.
So sorry I'm late. With the protesters everywhere, it was murder getting over to Foggy Bottom this time of the...
Come in, Mulder. Close the door behind you.
I think I'm in the wrong meeting, sir. I was told the secretary would...
The Secretary of State left for Europe this morning, seeking life support for our commitment in Vietnam. In his absence, we thought we'd take this opportunity to discuss other business pressing this country.
Bill?
Spender?
Welcome to the syndicate. This is the first elder.
Take a seat, Bill. There's a lot to tell you about.
There is?
Bill, the administration has caught a tiger by the tail in Southeast Asia. Squeezed by politics at home and desperate to project strength, they'll escalate their air campaign and push for victories they can sell as progress in the fight against communism.
Okay.
But that isn't why we're here. If those protesters clogging up the streets had any idea what was really going on in the skies over Hanoi, they'd thank us. You need to know what's really going on.
Is that how it all went down?
You're searching for answers.
Oh, Prime Elder. It's you.
That's all right. It isn't hard to understand why.
I had a wife, a child, a purpose.
When you're stitched together from so many broken pieces, the past must seem quite random.
But I still have a son, don't I? I've protected him all those times. I can do it again, can't I?
You don't have anything. Sit down.
I do.
Either obey your maker or be made to sit.
That hurt.
Yes. I can inflict pain on you with a thought. I can reduce you to a chemical ooze upon a whim. You don't have anything that I can't take from you. Understood?
Yes.
Good. Now, clean all those papers up. I've put a lot of planning into things, and I can't have you making a mess everywhere you go. I brought you back for some very specific reasons, after all. Were there some vials of blood samples in that storage box of yours? I needed you to open this place up so they could be gathered.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
Here.
Good. These are all I needed. Now, lock up again when you leave.
Extraordinary men are always
most tempted by the most ordinary things.
King Khalid International Airport, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, 9:08 a.m.
You have boxer shorts, but also you have these.
The boxers are for everyday wear, but the tighty-whities, those are for special occasions.
And this badge?
My FBI badge.
How do we know you are who you say you are?
There's a photo on the ID. Maybe that will help.
Ahmed!
What?
Is Photoshop?
Seriously, if that were the case, I'd have tidied up a few wrinkles.
Fox. He's kind of dog.
Guys, I'm standing right here if you want to ask me questions.
What does he talk about? He talks much for a depraved American.
Prefer the role-playing, then? Who'll be the bad cop with the handcuffs and the harsh lighting?
It's him. You may take your undergarments and badge. Please remember, alcoholic beverages and pornographic materials are strictly prohibited inside the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Well, that could be a tough one once the workday is done.
We'll get you an iced tea or something, Mulder.
And we're done here.
I think you'll survive a short-term ban on adult entertainment.
Hadn't even crossed my mind.
Try not to pick a fight before we've even started. This is a closed society. Investigating a terror attack on American contractors here is going to be a diplomatic minefield.
Well, yeah. But doesn't it strike you as strange how we drew this duty?
If we're going to be on the clock, the Bureau isn't going to just let us sit around waiting for an X-File to fall from heaven.
Maybe.
Not everything is a conspiracy, Mulder.
Care to put a buck on that?
The X-Files, Cold Cases, starring David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. Episode 5, Pilgrims.
Damn it, if I had a mirror, I'd straighten this thing.
What's the problem? The headscarf?
It's called a hijab.
Let's see. Just needs a tidy up. Oh, Scully, you'd make a lovely child bride.
If you make a knot in this thing and I can't get out of it, I'm going to kill you. I want it to look like that woman there. Hers is perfect.
You mean Assistant Director Morales?
Oh, so it is. Scully, Mulder, all set? The oil fields are around 2 hours away by chopper.
Who's chopper?
Saudi military. The FBI takes the investigative lead when Americans are attacked overseas, but that doesn't mean the Saudi kingdom has to grant us any jurisdiction. I understand we're going to want to take water with us.
I'd also suggest beach blankets and a high SPF cream, only they've got you two hidden away under those scarves.
You're wearing this next, Mulder.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
That's right. So don't let anybody go and drop a house on you. This way. How did you get your hijab so even?
Sheba Oil Complex, Saudi Arabia. 11:48 a.m.
Assistant Director Morales, Agents Mulder and Scully, welcome to the Sheba Oil Complex.
Thank you.
This way, please. This is our security center. As you say, it has survived the attack.
Yes. We also saw the damage to the front gates.
Looks like you've had quite an explosion inside the compound as well.
The attackers broke in and set off explosives. Many of our operatives were killed.
May we view the surveillance footage?
Follow me, please.
There are oil facilities in trouble spots all over the world employing U.S. personnel. What was different about the attack on this one?
Well, that's what we're here to establish.
We have limited footage of this attack. Once the insurgents broke into the compound, they detonated explosives, which took out the surveillance cameras. Shall we play the recording up to that point?
Yes, please.
Saad, please play the video.
Yes, sir.
What are we looking at here?
This camera is in the observation tower near the gate. The lookout had seen what he thought was a dust storm approaching.
But it wasn't a storm. The dust was being kicked up by a pair of jeeps and some ATVs.
That leading jeep's only carrying a driver.
Suicide bomber. The all-terrain vehicles are only to provide covering fire, to pin down our guards so that the second jeep can penetrate the complex.
The driver of the first jeep's yelling something.
More volume, please.
A terrorist fanatic.
So the first jeep is there to blow the gates open. Who's in the second jeep?
I'm counting a driver and a passenger.
I only saw a driver.
Driver's the big guy, white headdress, pulled back, yes? The passenger has the brown headdress. He's keeping his face covered.
Maybe he's on a wanted list. The recording stops here?
Here's all we have, Assistant Director Morales.
That is when the surveillance power was cut.
Okay, Saad, can we roll back on that recording, please?
Sir?
Carry on.
Yeah, keep going. And stop. Play from here, please. Yeah, just there. What happened to the video?
What do you mean?
Saad, can I borrow the jog wheel? Thanks. Look, right there, before the lead vehicle ran the gates. Has this footage been edited?
You wait, please. Saad, come with me.
Mulder, what's the problem?
We need to see the original surveillance video.
You are viewing the original, Agent Mulder. This memory card is the master.
But there's some missing frames.
And you do not have the authority to demand anything else.
I think it's reasonable.
If you would like to tour the rest of the facility, we will escort you both to the permitted areas now. Follow me.
We'd better do as he says.
Let's try not to cause an international incident until after lunch, okay?
No promises. Given I don't think this guy is going to tell us much that will prove useful, I borrowed their memory card.
You're stealing the surveillance video.
Affirmative.
Well, what possibly could go wrong?
The bodies have been removed, but there is much rebuilding to do.
Well, this is a crime scene. Evidence should have been preserved.
We had no time to waste. We had to get back to production capacity.
And in doing so, you contaminated the site.
Agent Mulder, do women speak so freely to men in your country?
Yes. It's a thing called gender equality. Very potent when mixed with free speech. We like it.
Strange.
Let's go back to the evidence. Did you preserve anything?
We collected the necessary details for our own internal investigation, and we're already sharing these findings with your diplomatic personnel.
Your initial casualty count indicated a number of workers were killed nearby, but I haven't seen any reports as to their injuries or a listing of their national origins.
As I said, we have shared information through the proper channels.
I'll follow up on all this. What's going on over there?
That is one very big hole in the ground.
And an awful lot of firefighters around it wearing hazmat suits.
Can we get closer?
I am sorry, but we are still in the process of containing an underground well fire. We cannot go further until this is brought under control.
Told you so.
And now, our visit is over. But we have prepared refreshments for you before you leave. This way.
Lunchtime, American dogs.
I know that we were advised that the Saudi government would be less than forthcoming, but I never expected a lockdown. We might as well just wait for the report concluding which terror cell attacked and that they were neatly apprehended, tried, and executed.
I don't think we're looking at a terrorist attack. Not the kind everyone expects, that is.
So what do you propose?
You interview whatever witnesses you can get access to. Check in with any survivors if they'll allow you.
And what will you do, Sherlock?
What Americans always do in these distant and exotic lands. I'm going to find an internet cafe and talk to my friends.
What are you peering at?
The guy watching us, over there, black suit, dark glasses. Would you say he looks like Saudi Secret Service?
Could be.
Are those dark glasses or his eyes?
Huh?
Come on, you two.
Forget it. Let's go.
Riyadh National Hospital, 3:14 p.m.
You accept, when you take a job over here, that there are risks. But they pay well for foreign labor, so you go where the work is.
I've looked at your charts, Mr. Carlson. With physical therapy, you're going to be okay. But I'll inform your embassy of your condition and make sure every asset the UK government has in Riyadh is available to you.
You know, those attackers didn't want us at all. It was those other people they were after. We were just in the way.
What other?
Excuse me.
Yes?
It is the time for Mr. Clarkson's medication and for his dressing to be changed. If you would excuse me, please.
Of course. I'll be right outside. Excuse me. Who's convalescing in the room down the corridor with the guard outside?
I am busy.
Yes, and I am a woman asking a question.
I am busy.
Okay, boss. Time to take a leaf out of the Agent Mulder playbook.
Rooftop Internet Cafe, Al Batha Market District, Riyadh, 3:46 p.m.
Okay, boys, the file should have uploaded to you by now.
Is this a secure line?
No, it's an internet cafe in the capital of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Byers, and they charge by the minute, so let's make this analysis quick.
Just don't have us on speakerphone, dude.
I bought a headset, Langley. We're good.
I'm assuming if this takes too long, the Saudi censorship board will send in a goon squad and drag me away.
Sit tight, Mulder.
That VPN I set up is rock solid. NSA tested and disapproved.
If anyone could monitor us after that, they're going to be less impressed with whatever video you're sending than where you sent it to. A bunker under Arlington Cemetery will really freak them out.
You're such a rebel, Frohickey.
Okay, just finished loading the surveillance video. Let's see.
You saw it? The glitch?
Mulder, you're sure this video wasn't edited?
I thought this was why the government hires IT monkeys like the lone gunman, Byers. You guys tell me.
The resolution of the video around the jump in the playback is consistent with signal degradation.
So it's a glitch.
Yeah, but look at the time code.
That's weird.
Talk to me.
Yep, that's weird, all right.
What am I, chopped liver?
Sorry, Mulder.
When a signal like this is interrupted or degrades, we expect it to affect the time code track. It's the running code that keeps video in sync with whatever else you're syncing to it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the technology.
But once we jump cut over the glitch, well...
What old man Frohickey is trying to impart to us younger, better-looking types is that there's a jump in the code, too.
Watch it, Moonbeam. I was just getting to that part.
So the code jumps. There's been an edit?
Well, you'd think so, but...
But what?
It resumes at a lower value than when it cuts out.
Okay, wait. You garden gnomes are telling me this tape has recorded a time loss?
That's not all.
There's a prestige part to this magic act.
Go on.
You see the second vehicle way in the background before the first one explodes?
Sure, with the two guys aboard.
That's the trick. Before the jump, I count one passenger on board.
But after the jump?
You count two.
All visitors and hospital staff, this is a fire alert. Please proceed to the nearest boarding area for accounting.
You must leave the hospital.
I left my bag in the ladies' restroom. We Western women are so forgetful.
Then be quick. All but the most critical cases have been evacuated.
Yes. That's what I was hoping.
Please evacuate the hospital. Fire inspectors are investigating the cause of the alarm.
And the guards on that room at the end of the corridor are going to... I must set off more fire alarms in the future. Oh, my God.
Help and see me. Bitte.
I'm sorry, I don't speak German.
Help me.
You've been very badly burned.
Yes.
And you're being isolated in this plastic tent. Have you been exposed to something highly communicable?
Yeah. Abba, but...
You shouldn't be left alone. Let me find you a doctor.
No, please, do not let them near me.
Who are you?
My name is Dr. Eva Krause.
I'm FBI agent Dana Scully, investigating the terrorist attack on the Shaib oil complex. You work there?
Yeah, I am an archaeologist.
An archaeologist working in an oil field.
It is not unknown.
You were injured in the terrorist attack?
Not exactly.
I don't understand.
We had discovered something else in the earth, in the compound. We excavated a hole.
I saw the hole. It was pretty big.
Yeah. They had thought it was seepage. Crude oil rising through the ground above a large deposit. But once we had dug deep, we realized this liquid was not oil.
My God.
Yeah, mein Gott.
Your notes say you're being quarantined. If you've been exposed to what I'm afraid you've been exposed to.
There was a man. I almost escaped, but he couldn't wait any longer. He blew it all up.
Can you tell me about the man? About what happened?
We were so close to isolating the compound when the attack began. My colleague, Thomas, tried to get me to abandon the dig site.
Dr. Krause, we have to go.
Not now.
Ava, please.
They are so close to isolating the subject. I need only a few more minutes.
No, we...
I looked up to see two men descending the ladder into the pit.
This way. Follow me.
The large one had shot Thomas. He wore a white headdress.
Let's move it.
The other was an American. His face was covered with a brown headdress.
Can you remember anything else about him?
I was in shock, but I noticed the American did not use his left arm. It just hung at his side as he descended. The large raider was holding a gun to my head.
Where is the source? You will tell me now.
I don't understand. Please, we are just scientists.
Let her go. This is the right place.
The right place?
At that moment, I knew that this attack had nothing to do with terrorism. It was to get this American into our dig site.
How do I know I can trust you, outsider?
I wouldn't go that far, Aziz. But as you see from where we're standing, this is the place we seek.
What is this devilry? I cannot move my feet.
The large man was standing in a patch of the seepage. We who worked there knew better than to do this. That it was not oil flowing up from the ground. And so did the American.
Black oil.
It was seeping upward on the large radar like sticky black worms growing up his body under his clothes. He was trapped in the patch he had stepped in and could not move. The other one just ignored him. He spoke to me.
Dr. Krause, you must leave this place.
You're not one of them, are you?
There's no time to talk.
But I was so close.
Go, now.
There is no God but Allah.
Those wriggling beads of oil were moving under the skin on the large raider's face toward his eyes.
They turned black.
Like pools of oil. Then my attention was on the American. I realized he was wearing a suicide belt. In his hand was a trigger.
But our work here, we cannot just abandon
it. Damn it, I said go.
I ran, but it was too late.
Help me, set me free.
That's what I'm doing, Aziz.
No.
To climb out of the pit before he detonated the explosives.
He was there to destroy the dig site and the black oil. Who was he?
I do not know.
All personnel, please be advised the fire alarm system has been reset and it is safe to return to your duties.
You must go!
If what you are showing me is real, gentlemen, this could be a new chapter in our alien visitation chronicle.
It's as real as Frohickey's hemorrhoidal itching.
Shut up, Langley.
Wait a moment. Suddenly I'm all alone in this cafe.
Mulder, you okay?
Something's wrong. I better move.
Mulder!
I took cover. Gunfire's coming from the front of the building. I'm on the top floor. Going to have to bail out of the back. Catch you later.
Agent Mulder.
Huh?
To have your fall broken by all that laundry and then to land in a pile of cardboard boxes. Your luck still holds.
Who the hell?
Please don't go for your gun.
I know your voice.
Well, let me give you a clue. My left arm is a prosthetic.
Take off the headdress.
Okay. But remember, this thing's got a hair trigger.
What the hell?
Well, I'm still figuring things out myself.
Alex Krycek? You are Alex Krycek?
Your friendly neighborhood rogue agent.
You're dead. Skinner killed you, and not a day too soon.
Well, now you know better.
Tell me this is a bad dream, you son of a bitch.
It is a bad dream, Mulder. I'm just not sure whose.
This can't be right. Who are you?
Oh, I'm full of mysteries, but right now, I want answers. Same as you.
Okay, answer me this. If I shoot you full of holes, would you bleed out quick or just melt into green goop all over the ground? Because that's been happening a lot lately with people who won't stay dead.
I don't know what you're talking about. Whatever you choose to believe, Mulder, I'm not here willingly.
If you really are Alex Krycek, you should know that the last thing I need after wading back into this space opera is to find the bastard who killed my father has been resurrected.
Well, believe me, I'm as confused as you are.
Believing you was never a good place to start a conversation. Where are those gunmen?
Up there, on the roof.
Take cover!
There's nowhere to run.
Just because you're supposed to be dead doesn't mean I'm going to let them kill you, Krycek. Not till I get some answers. Stay down!
People are shooting at us and you're making a call?
Low boredom threshold. Hello? Byers. Slohickey.
Mulder? Somebody tell me what's going on here.
Mulder, I've opened a tap into the NSA's raw collection net over the Saudi capital. Your entire neighborhood is chattering up the cell towers.
In English, guys.
Mulder, you got some serious heat converging on your position.
You think? Tell me how to avoid it, gentlemen. Can you get a fix on this sat phone?
I got you, but the interference is immense.
Please tell me you're not trying to track me wearing that kitchen strainer with electrodes on.
Take that hat off.
I'm telling you, it will work.
Mulder, that cheap sat phone isn't made for this kind of tracking. We can't guide you with any certainty.
I take directions from a magic eight ball right now, Frohickey.
Okay, there should be another alleyway about 20 meters east of your position.
Krycek, 20 meters east of us is an alleyway.
Must be where that pile of wood is stacked.
Okay, let's move.
It's on your left now.
Okay, got it. Shit.
Where are you?
In a courtyard, no other exits.
They still think we're in the alley.
Byers, Langley, Frohickey, what can you tell me?
Hold on a second. Oh, this isn't good.
Mulder, you have got a big problem.
You're such a comfort.
Something's coming.
Now, whatever it is, it's overloading the network beyond our capacity to scan right now.
Byers, what is it?
Can't identify it precisely, but it's converging on your position. What do you see?
Mulder, don't let them take me again.
You think this is an alien abduction?
Mulder, get out of there!
The bright lights. I can remember it now. It's like the last time.
What last time?
Can't you see it, Mulder? The cradle is full.
Cradle?
Mulder, are you there? What do you see?
I don't know what I see. These lights are so bright.
Mulder?
No, wait. The lights aren't colored anymore. It's all changing. Now it seems to be a helicopter, a black helicopter, moving away, but...
What?
You keep still!
Mulder?
The hell?
What is it?
I'm all on my own, except for a Saudi SWAT team.
Was someone else with you before?
This is crazy. Byers, get word to Scully. It's 4:20 p.m. local time, and I've been...
I'll take the phone. Put your hands up.
Krycek?
Your name is Krycek?
No.
Keep your hands in the air!
Look, guys... I'm a federal agent of the United States, and I don't know how to begin explaining the rest.
Attention, please. The fire alarm has been reset. All patients, visitors, and hospital personnel are to begin an orderly return.
Riyadh International Hospital, 4:29 p.m.
You must go, Agent Scully. The gods will be returning.
Dr. Krause, I'm going to speak to hospital administration. Whatever these men have you under guard for, you're going to get representation.
It's him, isn't it?
Who do you mean, Doctor?
The American in the brown headdress. You must stop him from leaving the country visit.
What's he smuggling out of Saudi Arabia?
What we pulled out of the ground. Something even more precious than oil to some. Something they would kill for. Shaper oil field was only part of our search for it. Along the highway toward Al-Asa.
What the hell?
It is here, in the hospital. The black oil, as you call it. It will have infected someone with the power to kill. One of the guards from the oil field, maybe. It will not want its secrets revealed. You are not safe.
No. Don't pull out that tube.
It will come. Save yourself.